You just asked me what my favorite Perkins storage and transfer ad was.
I did.
And I don't know if it's... This could be recency bias. That's what this could be. But there is one that I think is not... It's not 12 months old. It's been maybe over a year, but not 2 years old. It's not 24 months old.
Okay.
But there was one, if I recall, where the character was saying, you know, sometimes people ask me, what did Perkins Storage and Transfer do before the Yellow Pages?
Okay.
And do you remember that one?
Vaguely. That one doesn't hit my radar.
That might be one of my favorites that I've written.
Okay.
And so it's recency bias. It's also, there's another bias because it was one that I did.
Okay. I can see that because if it's maybe an unfair question to ask the person
it's very
writing.
Unfair.
Yeah, to ask
it's
the person unfair. Writing them. Because I bet every time I ask a writer, if I were to ask Bailey or Kyle, they would have a favorite that they wrote.
Well, and that wasn't the question, was it?
It wasn't.
You said a favorite.
Someone else from the team asked me. And the first one that came to mind, and there's a lot of good ones, but I still love The Grunt. It holds up for me. And there was The Grunt, and then we did one a few years later called The Grunt Part 2, and not that one.
It jumped the shark.
Yeah, it's like I'm afraid that they're going to ruin Goonies when they make the sequel. Like, sometimes you don't make a sequel. But the original Grunt was a really funny one, and it still makes me chuckle today. One that was a little bit more recent, too. Well, I say recent now, but it's within the last 4 years. Do you remember the one about shiplap?
Yeah.
That one made me chuckle too. Just more because of just the way that the lines were delivered and that they were all sort of like inspired by the word ship.
It was funny. There were some puns.
There were a whole bunch all at once. And you know me, I love a good pun. I love a good pun.
Is it more challenging to MC a local meat raffle or to call the numbers at a local arts fundraiser?
I'm going to say tougher to do a meat raffle only because it was for like a really competitive archery club and I don't know a lot about archery. So that made that one challenging.
He's 80% sure his blood type is B negative. He once said the word magnanimous in a podcast. He thinks Hunchporth, Pennsylvania is romantic in the fall. Welcome to our computer radio program, the Differentiated Business Podcast with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I. You've heard of the three B's and one P of advertising?
No, I haven't.
Babes, beagles, buns, and puns.
Ah, okay. Well, now you're talking my language.
You use a lot of puns.
I have been called the king of puns.
Has anyone ever called you chief pundit?
Nope. They haven't.
Spring is a season of puns. You've probably been noticing them on Minnesota Avenue. Have you?
I haven't, but I know exactly where you're going, I bet. But bring it. Bring it. I love a good pun.
Has anybody ever called you our chief pundit?
Well, no, but are you now by asking that question?
Here's one on Minnesota Avenue. Egg extravaganza.
Ah, yeah.
It's a season of puns. You're seeing a lot of these types of puns.
Yep.
Egg extravaganza. Scavenger hunt. Egg excitement. You've seen this one. Someone in an Easter Bunny costume is out on the street and they're holding the sign that says, I hop to see you at the scavenger hunt in the park.
It'll be excellent. Yep.
As chief pundit of the Differentiated Business Podcast, I was wondering how you grade puns.
This one's a little bit easier because we've had a lot of conversations. You know that I'm kind of a strict grader. I'm a tough grader. But in this particular case, when I think about puns, it's strictly pass-fail. It's pass-fail. Because if I smile and laugh, even a little bit of a smirk or a grin, that's a pass. That's a pun. But if I like scowl and like wrinkle my forehead, then that's a fail. That's like a pun that should have never been said.
So you were referencing the shiplap
Yeah.
Perkins Storage and Transfer ad. That passed.
That passed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wrinkled your brow.
Well, that would be a fail, because then, oh. then I'm wrinkling. Then it's a little bit more of a scowl.
I was confused about your facial expressions. Yeah. So the brow wrinkle pun is...
The scowl look is like scowl. A fail. The grin and the big eyes, that's pass.
So as chief pundit, you do not chart your puns on some sort of effectiveness quadrant before saying them out loud.
Well, now I haven't yet.
Okay.
But... I can see where, you know, sort of rating and sort of judging the efficacy of a pun could be valuable to some people.
Currently, though, as chief pundit, you do not use some sort of a complicated rating system for pun efficacy.
No.
Okay.
Pass, fail.
As chief pundit of our computer radio program, could you grade the following puns? Let's just try this out. I want you to grade the following puns on your pass, fail pun efficacy.
Yep.
Your pun efficacy quadrant. Okay? Are you ready for this? I want you to just grade them. Somebody wants to express how bored they are dying Easter eggs, and they say, I'm so bored, I think I just died.
That's a pass.
Or is that even a pun? Is that a double entendre?
That's a pun. In my world, that's a pun.
I'm so bored, I think I just died.
Yeah. As they drop the egg down into the vinegar solution. Yeah, okay. That's good.
As chief pundit, could you tell us the difference between a pun and a double entendre before I... Because some of these might be double entendres.
Well, I think they're related.
Okay, they're related.
I think you got to have a little bit of like... Whether it's homonym confusion or some sort of like double entendre, those are often woven into a good pun.
How about an invitation to an Amazon rainforest-themed scavenger hunt that says, Piranha, meet me in the park this Saturday?
That's fail. That's, okay. Yep.
How about an invite to a deep-sea creature-themed scavenger hunt that says, Piranha, meet me in the park this Saturday?
Now it's just getting so ridiculous. But out in the wild, that's a fail. It's a fail.
But there's a picture of a phronema.
Oh, see, now you're adding some context.
There's no way that's a fail.
Oh.
in the wild, you're going to like that.
But here's the thing. Most people won't even know what that is.
I know. But
so that
you're still going to like it. You would be interested.
You're making
a
case for it. Yeah. All right.
You ask me if I like dogs and hand you some fake test results. What now? Okay. You ask me if I like dogs. Oh, and this is kind of a bit, but this is, yeah.
Okay.
So you ask me if hey, do you like dogs? And I hand you some fake test results. And I say, if this was an exam, I would test positive. Positive.
That's pass. That's a pass.
I tested positive.
You know, I got it.
Positive.
Yeah,
for
see, I
puppies.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good.
What do you call a hoofed animal that really loves coffee?
I don't know.
An ungulate. Come on. That's pretty decent. Where are you at on that? Pass, fail.
That's a fail.
Chart that one on your quadrant.
Well, but here's my thing. There's no quadrant. That would say that there's four different grades.
No, chart it on the efficacy.
The pun efficacy.
Pun
efficacy.
That's the most difficult word to say in the English language. Efficacy.
And I'm gonna say fail, just like with the phronema. It's
ungulate?
Not everyone's going to... There's got to be more mass appeal.
Your quadrant is a joke you are not passing ungulate.
I'm not.
The setup has to say hooved animals. Because now you're like, well, he didn't say goat.
Oh. See, but,
so hooved
but
animals.
But it can't require this much explanation.
No.
There's going to be a lot of people out there that don't get it.
Okay, how about our Falkton tourism campaign?
All right, let's...
Take the Carousel City for a spin. It's a fuck ton of fun.
That's a great pun. That's total pass. Okay. Again, mass appeal. Everyone gets it.
Okay, here's one that you wrote. You wrote this one recently.
No.
We were talking on our latest podcast about our fundraiser, Lucky Number.
Yeah.
And Lucky Number has often been called the Thunderdome of fundraisers,
right?
Because there's just so much energy and it's a little bit brutal in the space and people are kind of in it for themselves. And You said, well, it's kind of like a Thunderdome.
No, here's the deal. It's kind of like you writing that Perkins ad. I got to pass it because it's my pun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think that's better than Piranha Meet Me in the Park this Saturday?
Well,
there's a picture of Piranha. There's a little tank of piranhas. No, it's a guy in a piranha costume, dude. And he says, Piranha, meet me in the park.
Okay, I'll say this. Piranha Meet Me in the Park probably is better than...
Franima Meet Me in the Park?
Yes, because at least most people know what a piranha is.
Listen.
Mass appeal is important.
On my pun efficacy...
Pun efficacy.
Quadrant, I think Piranha Meet Me in the Park is grading slightly lower than Franima Meet Me in the Park because it's just a little... Franima Meet Me in the Park is just a little bit strange.
It is a little bit strange,
and I think I would value that higher.
Well, see, but there can only be one chief pundit.
You're right, and I was just going to say that. Okay, now I want to hear from you. Listen, let's get into this. Yeah. So this is what I was kind of hoping to. Are you feeling primed?
I'm feeling primed.
One of the P's of advertising is priming, and you got to prime the audience, and when you're writing ads, you got to be primed, baby.
Wait, I thought it was three B's and a P.
Two P's and three B's.
Three B's, two P's.
Beagles, babes, buns, pums, and puns.
And prime.
And pums.
Primes and pun efficacy.
Yep. Beagles, babes, buns, puns, and priming.
Yep. All right, I'm primed.
Because I'm going to ask you to come at me with some puns. You're the chief pundit. I'm going to give you a setup line, and I want you to come back with a pun.
I'll try. I mean, because you know as
no
well
correct.
As I know, you know as well as I do that a pun, you can't just manifest them. You can't force it. You just can't force it.
Yeah,
but I'm going to do my best. I'll do my best.
You see a guy out mulching his lawn, and he asks you what's going on. And you say...
He's doing what?
He's mulching in his lawn. He's putting some mulch on his lawn. He's like, hey, man, what's going on? He's mulching.
And I'm going to be like, not mulch.
Yes! That's the right answer. Okay. You're one for one.
All right.
As chief pundit.
All right.
You see a lady sitting in her front lawn sipping on an iced lavender matcha tea latte, and she asks you, what's going on? And you say...
Not a latte.
Well, you would say, not matcha.
Oh, that's pretty good, too.
See a latte.
See a...
But you were pretty close.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so that was pretty good. I'm going to give you that one.
Okay.
Your friend who just bought a used Toyota Corolla...
Oh, no.
Tells you they're heading to the grocery store to pick up some granola. And you say you're heading to the grocery store in your...
Okay.
You mean you're driving your blank to the store?
You're driving your Yoda to get granola? Like what? I don't... You're driving... I don't...
Where did Yoda come from?
Toyota.
Yeah. That doesn't make... Okay. Toyota granola?
Toyota.
Oh, you're driving your Toyota granola in a store?
That's a tough one. I didn't feel... I didn't feel inspired.
Your Toyota granola? Is that what you're driving to the store? That's a good one, dude. Okay. You see a really cute baby sheep at the scavenger hunt in the park, and you say, be still, my...
Bleeding heart?
Yes. Yeah. That's easy. That was an easy one. This one isn't so easy, but I really want you to think about this one. Your journalist friend is complaining about a slow news day, and he says, dude, I'm really peeved that today is such a slow news day. And you say, I don't know why you're so peeved. Sounds like a pretty good...
So it's a slow news day.
It's a slow news day, but you're like, why are you so peeved, man? It sounds like a pretty good... Don't be peeved, man. It sounds like a decent snooze day.
That was a great face. Yeah, I know where people are only listening, but you...
it's like we're playing this game. We should... Okay, you and I should create a game for professional advertisers.
Oh my gosh, that's really funny.
You know, because the three, you know, there's...
Well, there's three B's, two P's, and...
And pun is one of the P's.
Yeah.
So everybody in advertising knows about puns.
Yeah.
We're saying that you should try to, you know, it's okay to use a pun once in a while, as long as it's a differentiated pun.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why...
When you see, like, extravaganza.
You're wrong when it comes to prana versus franema, is that I think franema is more differentiated, which is, that ranks a little higher on the quadrant of panefficacy.
Panefficacy.
So I think you're wrong on that one.
I'm not sure. Because it doesn't matter how, like...
Franema, meet me in the park? So it ranks a little higher, doesn't it?
No, because so few people would even know what that is.
But we should do a game show for professional advertisers.
Now we're talking.
And we do the setup lines, and they try to come back at us with the correct pun.
With the pun.
Yeah. Or you take them on. You're the chief pundit.
See, now...
You take them on. It's a challenge. And I'll do the setup line about the journalist friend complaining. He's peeved because it's a slow news day, and we'll see what they come back with.
Yeah. What if it was something like, hey, don't feel so down. Every day is a news day. How about that? How's that?
Early on in the program, you asked me what my favorite Perkins storage and transfer radio ad was.
Yeah, because I had been asked the same question at the shop.
Yeah.
It certainly is a splendid old, complicated old world, with its nylon belts and its omnidirectional wheelie carts. A wonderful old, crazy old world indeed. Sometimes I just sit out on my Naugahyde poof and let it roll on by, with its pulley systems and laser pointers. I sit and think about all the cool things I would say if somebody would ever ask me just how in the ever-loving, crazy old world did people book Perkins Storage and Transfer to move their stuff in the days before the Yellow Pages. Well, I'd say, you got a lot of nerve asking me a question like that in my own home, when I've shown you nothing but kindness. I suppose if you must know, they would have had to look up Perkins Storage and Transfer in a regular old white page phone book, I guess. A silly, old, white-paged alphabetical. Perkins Storage and Transfer. Twice the movers, movers. Look under movers in the Yellow Pages.
I just really like that one.
Yeah, now that I hear it again, it's good.
I like that the character kind of gets upset.
Yeah, he's mad.
Yeah, he gets kind of upset.
Offended. He's offended.
Just a little bit insensitive, the question.
Incensed by the question.
Yeah. Your favorite was, you want to set up your favorite?
Yeah, it's called The Grunt, and part one, not part two.
The Grunt. Cavemen were masters of it. One grunt meant, no, not that hunk of meat, this one. While another poetically proclaimed, me man, you woman. Since then, the grunt has retreated to the very cave it was born, waiting for the right time for modern man to give it new life, like moving day, when you'll hear the sounds of distant ancestors. Such as this one, which means I didn't even know I had a muscle there. Or my personal favorite. Translation, I'm no doctor, but I just lifted something 5 times my weight and I felt something pop. From the sounds of it, it's time to call in the professionals at Perkins Storage and Transfer. Folks who stand for things like fair deals, honest answers, dependability, and timeliness. And while they've been known to let out a grunt now and again, you can be sure it's simply their way of saying... Now that's how you move a sofa sleeper. Perkins Storage and Transfer. Twice the movers, movers. Look under movers in the Yellow Pages.